You will turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1 and the first six verses. The Bible reads the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. We know the account of Solomon and his great wisdom. The book of Proverbs was likely written and compiled by Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32 reminds us that Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs. Now, we don't have that many in the book of Proverbs, but we do have some. The book of Proverbs was written for the purpose of imparting wisdom to those who do not have it. And it is a treasure trove of wisdom. And with that, we have this study in mind. What is wisdom? The dictionary tells us that it is a practical application of knowledge. Wisdom is the truths that appertain to correctly applying rote knowledge in difficult, demanding, and delicate situations. But what else does the Bible have to say about wisdom? And that is what I would like to explore tonight. Why do we need wisdom? One of the reasons is so that we will not be foolish. Reading through the book of Proverbs, you will notice that the fool is repeatedly condemned. In Proverbs 9 and verse 6, the proverb reads, "Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding." In Proverbs 26 and verse 3, it says, "Whip a horse and bridle a donkey, and a rod for a fool's back." But beyond that, we need wisdom to get along in this world. In Colossians 4 and verse 5, Paul wrote, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." But Jesus in Matthew 10 and verse 16, he told the people there, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of the wolves." And to his disciples he said, "Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." In the 90th Proverb in verse 12, Solomon continues to write, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And in Proverbs chapter 8, in verse 12 through 21, he writes, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice or judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Wisdom. For our life here on earth, wisdom is the most precious commodity that we can grab hold of. It is wisdom itself that allows us to instruct our children in the ways that they should go. It is wisdom itself that allows us to be a magnet for people around us, for the wise counsel that our wisdom brings forth. There is nothing, as Solomon said, that is better and richer than wisdom. You know, we desire a lot of things in our lives, but many of the things that we desire have a very limited lifespan. But wisdom is limitless. Wisdom allows us to go from the beginning of our life to the end of our life. It is wisdom that allows us to be wise enough to grab hold of that which will bring us eternal life. In Proverbs 8 and verse 11 it says, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." In Proverbs 16:16, "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. In Proverbs 4 and verse 7, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." But where do we get our wisdom from? What is the source of wisdom? In Job chapter 38 and verse 36, we find in this verse two rhetorical questions. The first one is, "Who has put wisdom in the inward parts?" And the second one is, "Or who has given understanding to the heart?" To these questions, there's only one answer, and that is God. Solomon was fortunate. It would be really nice if we could just say, "God, just grant me the wisdom," and it was miraculously given to us, as it was to Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, "And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore." But in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 8, Paul talks about this miraculous wisdom. He says, "For to one is given by the Spirit of the word wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." But James discusses asking God for wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him." Now, what we don't find in this passage is how God does that. But it is a fact that is well stated. Perhaps the greatest source of God's wisdom comes right here. Within the bindings of this book is all the wisdom that man ever needs. The first two verses of Proverbs chapter 1. I'll read them again. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. It comes here. This is the only place for it. And when we asked God for wisdom, God wants us to open this because it's right here. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, Paul writes to Timothy, he says, from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. As parents, it is wisdom and proper wisdom to provide the instructions for our children that they may walk the pathways of their parents who strive in this life to be righteous servants of Christ and God, to instruct them in the ways that they should go. 2 Peter 3 and verses 15 and 16. It says, "And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, and also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things are hard to be understood." which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. We want understanding, we pray also for that wisdom. For wisdom and understanding go hand in hand. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verses 6 and 7, Paul writes, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." The world has a different idea of what wisdom is. The wisdom of the world will not open the gates to heaven. It may line our pockets if we're wise enough in the ways of the world. You hear oftentimes that this person or that person are streetwise. They're allowed to be able, they allow themselves by their wit to be able to survive in rough circumstances, oftentimes by being rough themselves. But that will not gain them the wealth and the riches that far exceed whatever this world can produce. But we need to be wise in things that are good. Romans 16 and verse 19, it says, "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." But we also need to be full of good works. "Who is a man, a wise man endued with knowledge among you?" James says in James 3 and verse 13. "Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom." But he also says in verse 17, "But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Proverbs 8 and verse 32 through 36, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso finds me finds life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All that hate me love death." You know, this morning we were studying John chapter 10. In one of the parables. And in John 10 and verse 7, Jesus said, "I am the door. And the only way that man, the sheep, can enter is through that door. And once we enter in that door, we are a protected class. We have someone who is watching over us and caring for us and leading us. Not one that's going to lead us astray, but one that is going to get us down that narrow way. We can choose any path that we want. We can listen to whatever wisdom we want to listen to. But if the wisdom that we are listening to does not come from God Himself, then we're not being very wise. We will be just as Solomon said, we will be a fool. We need wisdom. And we need the wisdom that comes from only one place, God the Father. And it is that wisdom that we should seek above all else. For in that seeking of that wisdom, we ensure a future for our children. We ensure a future for our families and our brothers and sisters in Christ. It is that wisdom that allows us to be able to discern good and evil, to be able to protect each other, to give wise counsel, and to be able to help each other over those rough patches in life. Where do you stand today? Can you be counted among the wise? If you've obeyed the gospel and you are a child of God, you've made a very wise decision. But how far have you allowed that wisdom to go? You know, the sky's the limit. And the more we know of God's word, the wiser we are. And it never stops the learning process. That knowledge continues to grow day by day. And we will be able to guide those around us in the ways that everyone should go. If you're not a child of God, where are you getting your wisdom from? It can't be from God Himself. So we want to give you the opportunity tonight to become a child of God, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, to be added to His church, to be able to accept that wisdom from God who gave it to us as far as how we can be saved. If there is anyone here this evening who needs prayers for the congregation or desires to become a child of God, we want to give you that opportunity tonight as together we stand and we sing.